All rise.
The United States Court of International Trade is now in session. The Honorable Jane A. Rustani presiding before court number 21-00305, Norca Engineered Products, LLC versus the United States. Will the attorneys please state their names for the record, starting with the plaintiff?
Christopher Clark.
Clark Pettenbaum.
Edward Kenny, with U.S. Department of Justice for the government.
And Matt Rabinovich for U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Thank you very much. Please sit down. Okay. So I just want to tell you how my mindset is here, and you can tell if I see this wrong. The commercial information seems to be quite confusing and doesn't really match up with how I see the HTSUS. This is how I see it. I think the statute says that there's a large category called excavators, and backhoes are a subset of that excavator category. That is, there's not excavators here and backhoes here, but there may be many excavators here and backhoes here. So, to put it another way, all backhoes are excavators, but not all excavators are backhoes. So you tell me if I understand the statute properly in the course of you telling me what these things are. All right? That comprehensible? All right. Good. Now talk.
Your Honor, may it please the court, again, Christopher Clark on behalf of plaintiffs. I'll just jump right into responding to your questions and the questions that you posed this morning. We think that you have it exactly correct, Your Honor. The questions that you posed in advance of the hearing and the question, your understanding this morning, I think is spot on and drives at the heart of what this case is about. As the court noted, the commercial materials that NORCA has provided and those that the court identified in its questions indicate that a backhoe does not have a superstructure that is capable of 360-degree rotation. The commercial materials, along with those identified by the court, demonstrate that the industry has an accepted understanding that backhoes and excavators are two different types of vehicles. Mini excavators, mid excavators, large excavators, those are all excavators and fall within that umbrella category, but not all excavators are backhoes. And we're not aware of a single example of a backhoe that has a superstructure that is capable of rotating 360 degrees.
So the HTSUS seems to admit of that possibility, but you don't think it exists in reality?
We haven't identified a single example where that's the case. And in looking at the definition that the government has suggested, they arrived at their conclusion in kind of a connect-the-dot fashion by looking first at the definition of an excavator, then excavate,
and then backhoe.
Can I go back
to the other idea? Okay. How does it affect things if the HTSUS thinks that backhoes could have a 360-degree ring superstructure, but things that you think are backhoes cannot?
I don't think it has a significant impact on the outcome of this case because we're dealing with parts. Part of the issue here is that the government has latched on to, I think it's the mini excavator from Bobcat on which NORCA's counterweights go, and they apparently have classified their mini excavators under the tariff heading, pardon me. I think it's subheading 8429-5210, backhoe machinery with a 360-degree revolving superstructure, backhoes, shovels, clamshells, and draglines. We would suggest that that is probably not the correct classification for their mini excavators and that it should be classified under 8429-5250 as machinery with a 360-degree revolving superstructure other. They're not a party here. We're not, we don't represent them. If we advised them, that's probably how we would advise them. But for purposes of our parts,
I'm just finding that 5250. So self-propelled excavators, 360-degree revolving superstructure, subset, backhoes, shovels, clamshells, and drag lines. You say no, you say other.
Correct, Your Honor.
Okay.
And, but again, Bobcat's not a party here. We're not litigating this. As you can see, the duty rate is free for both.
Yeah, I understand nobody cares.
Yeah, they probably have no reason to contest it.
Until
exactly.
You get to, I guess, 301s, right?
Right.
Okay. All right.
So, again, in looking at the government's how they've arrived at the definition that all excavators are backhoes, they start by looking at the definition for excavator, then they look at the definition for excavate, and then they look at the definition for backhoe. And ultimately what they conclude is that an excavator is a backhoe because a backhoe is an excavator. And in this sense, they haven't provided a common definition demonstrating that all types of excavators are backhoes. In order for the tariff schedule to be workable, importers must be able to understand and apply it. In this case, as the evidence demonstrates, companies that sell and rent construction equipment distinguish between different size excavators and backhoes. This indicates that excavators such as the mini excavator, on which Norca's counterweights are used, should not be classified, as I mentioned, as a backhoe under 8429-5210, and the court should reject the government's attempt to impose a meaning on excavators that is at odds with the commercial understanding of these types of vehicles. And then to further illustrate that the tariff schedule does not mean that all excavators are backhoes, we would highlight that subheading 8429-5210 specifically covers machinery with a 360-degree revolving superstructure, backhoes, shovels, clamshells, and drag lines. Backhoes, shovels, clamshells, and drag lines are all specific types of digging machines. The heading clearly refers to types of vehicle. It does not describe their functionality in the way that they dig. I brought with me today, Your Honor, a copy of this is from the administrative record. It was an exhibit that was submitted, that NORCA submitted as part of its lead protest to Customs. And this just gives a kind of a diagram of a dragline excavator. And I just want to demonstrate that under the government's definition of backhoe, a dragline excavator could be considered a backhoe. So draglines are a type of excavator with a long boom that you can see here in this picture that utilizes a hoist rope system that attaches to a bucket. The other side of the bucket is affixed to a dragline that runs from the bucket to the cab. The hoist rope raises and lowers the bucket while the drag line pulls the bucket towards the driver. Under the government's theory, a drag line could be considered a type of backhoe because based on the Webster's dictionary definition of backhoe provided by the government in its brief, it is, quote, a power-driven excavating vehicle with a hinged bucket at the end of a long jointed arm. It digs by drawing the bucket toward the power unit, the digging mechanism of a vehicle. And again, that comes from the government's brief. Where they cited to Webster's dictionary definition of backhoe. However, draglines are clearly different from backhoes, the type of excavating machine. If a dragline was merely a backhoe, then the inclusion of the term dragline in subheading 8429-5210 would be superfluous following the term backhoe. In the commercial arena, a backhoe, shovel, clamshell, and dragline all are different types of digging equipment that perform different, albeit similar, functions. Draglines operate in a similar fashion to other excavators or backhoes, but they're used for different jobs than backhoes and other excavators. Further looking at subheading...
The dragline thing has a track on it, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
So talk to me about tracks. Do tracks distinguish anything?
Typically, backhoes are on four wheels, whereas many excavators are on tracks. The reason for that is that tracks often allow for excavators to move about on loose or uneven surfaces, provide more stability than the wheels do. So backhoes usually are used on smaller or more medium-sized construction jobs or on farms where they might have to move material from one place to another. They're typically used on flat surfaces where stability is not an issue. backhoes often will have stabilizing legs that can extend out when they utilize the excavation function.
Okay. So do any mini excavators have wheels?
I'm not aware of any.
Okay. I'm just trying to find out what distinguishes one from the other. How about the placement of the boom and the arm? In front or behind the operator of the machine, does that determine whether it's a backhoe or a mini excavator?
Well, again, I think that if you look at the commercial materials that Norca provided and the websites that Your Honor identified, you know, the backhoes run on like a tractor platform, typically. And so the excavation extension, whether you want to call it the front or the back, you know, is on one side, and then on the opposite side generally is a front loader attachment or a big scoop.
Right.
And so again, the superstructure doesn't move. The chair generally within the cab will swivel to allow the operator to move between the two apparatus. But that's, again, distinct from the excavators, that the superstructure itself can revolve.
Okay, when it revolves, does the shovel part, not the arm part, does that revolve too, or does that stay stationary?
My understanding is that revolves with the cab
itself. That's what I thought.
Okay.
And on our, so these are counterweights for something that we're not classifying. But it's one of the things that the counterweight for is the Bobcat.
The Bobcat Mini.
And that has the rotating structure with the arm and the shovel part rotating.
Correct, in the tracks. Okay. Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Let me ask you this. Let's move away from Bobcat. I'm actually asking you for, you know, it's a little weird in this situation. I'm asking you factual questions. But to understand what the tariff schedule means, you actually are considering things that might look like a factual determination, but supposedly I'm making a legal determination. So it's factual information to help me make a legal determination. I don't know what the heck that means. So they can disagree with you and refer me to something else other than your expert testimony. Okay. Do all backhoes have loader buckets?
Loader buckets meaning the
yeah, the scoop. Thing that looks like it's not this thing. It's not the arm thing. It's the it pushes stuff around.
Again, I haven't seen a backhoe that does not have it, but it's
things.
Possible, I suppose, that they might have another attachment.
All right. Also, it seems to me that, okay, no, nothing in these definitions talks about those parts of these machines. I didn't see anything in the HTSUS that talked about the shovel part as opposed to the digging part.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Keep going. Anything else you want to tell me?
Well, we think that, you know, that demonstrates the difficulty that importers would have if the government, you know, were to succeed in its proposed definition here. Under their theory, really you have to look at the tariff schedule and try and determine the classification of your vehicle based on the functionality of it, as opposed to the accepted industry understanding.
I don't understand that. Isn't this... The industry's understanding isn't based on the functionality of the apparatus?
It is to an extent, but this goes back to, I think that, you know, as you said earlier, all backhoes are excavators, but not all excavators are backhoes. And so
that's what I think, but I'm not sure. I take it that you think there are no backhoes that would not be excavators.
I think that they are a type of excavator. And I think that the commercial literature that Norca has provided, and again, those websites that you helpfully identified, also support that position.
All right. Okay. So you're happy with those websites being considered as similar to the stuff that you provided and represent a commercial understanding of the situation?
Absolutely, Your Honor. United Rentals is one of the sources that we provided. Big Rents appears to be another nationwide rental company of construction equipment, and then Louisiana Cat website appears to be a sales branch for all of, covering all of Louisiana for Caterpillar equipment.
So, the government had an Exhibit 8 that has a phrase that says, excavators are also known as backhoes, meaning they're equivalent. And what is your view of that?
Well, the materials that the government cited to, we don't think that they represent the industry understanding. Looking at, bear with me, I believe that they cited to one website that was from the CDC. Another one was like a construction engineering principles book. And then another one was like an asphalt contracting company or general contracting company. None of those are producers, sellers, rental companies that, have a vested interest in importing these and understanding how they are described and classified.
All right. Why don't you, if you think you're done for now,
sure,
you, can,
absolutely,
you can come back after we hear from the government.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Okay, Mr. Kennedy.
Good morning, Your Honor. I think you are correct in that all backhoes are excavators, but not all excavators are backhoes. And the understanding of what the term in the HTSUS, which includes the terms backhoe, I think it's informed by the manner in which the headings and subheadings of the applicable HTSUS are set up, and also informed by the usual manner of analyzing the tariff is by looking at the common commercial meaning, and the common and commercial meaning is usually the same unless there is a commercial meaning that's different and that needs to be proven, and it needs to be proven by uniform and definite material.
Do you reckon, think the common, as I understand, the common meaning here is really the commercial meaning. I mean, nobody knows what these things are unless they're working in that industry. So I'm not sure there's is there a difference between common and commercial meaning here?
Well, I think when you look at, and I think you acknowledge that the websites are kind of confusing in that they have different things, and they call certain machines backhoes. They also call certain machines excavators at the same time. And do those mean that they can never be the same? I think it's kind of confusing. However, the dictionary definitions that the government cited for backhoe, which state that the backhoe has an articulated arm that digs back towards the machine, is clear. And that's unrefuted also. There's no other dictionary sources that has been offered here. So that informs the manner of how the tariff can be interpreted. And looking at particularly how you define the machines that these parts that are at issue go on, we're talking about 84-29-52, but even 84-29-5 at the four-digit category, you're talking about mechanical shovels, excavators, and shovel loaders. But at that 84-29-5-1 six-digit level, they have categories for front-end shovel loaders. So by the time you get to the six-digit level, 84-29-52, you're really only dealing with mechanical shovels and excavators, because 84-29-51 already took care of front-end shovel loaders. So then they're trying to figure out, they don't actually call out excavators or mechanical shovels like they did the shovel loaders in 8451. Instead, they, in 842952, they define it as machinery with a 360-degree revolving superstructure, which would be 842952, or in 842959, there would be other, meaning not revolving. So you're then left to determine, well, where do my mechanical shovels or excavators go? And the HDSU provides that by saying, hey, if you're a 360-degree revolving superstructure, those machines go in 842952. And then it's whether or not the revolving superstructure, excavators, or mechanical shovels are either backhoes, shovels, clamshells, or drag lines. So to understand that, you go back to your common meaning for backhoe, meaning that anything with an articulated arm that digs in a manner that digs backwards towards the machine itself would be within those provisions, 842952.10. And then you could either get to your crawler-mounted or your non-crawler-mounted, otherwise known as other type
okay.
machines.
Let's just look at 59, 84, 29, 52, 10. You've got the revolvers.
Yes.
You've got backhoes, shovels, clamshells, and drag lines. So we got the crawler-mounted. What does that mean?
Those are the tracked, like a tank tread, tracked machines, as opposed to wheeled.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then we go down to the non-365, and you've got backhoes again, so the same
yeah.
things. And you've got backhoes, and I guess the others is the shovels, clamshells, and drag lines from your perspective?
When you say other, do you mean...
I'm down in 84, 29, 59.
Are you talking about 50 other? Oh, I'm sorry.
See, I'm down at 84, 29, 59, point 10.
Yeah.
You get backhoe, shovels, clamshells, and drag lines. And then you go down, then you have backhoes, then you have other.
Right.
So... I take it your view is everything's a backhoe unless it's a shovel, clamshell, or
yeah,
drag line.
Or drag line, exactly.
All right.
And I don't if it might be helpful here to talk about the drag line that Plaintiff's Counsel brought
yeah.
up. So that drag line, it's not a excavator with a 360-degree turning mount with a articulated jointed arm that digs towards the machine. If there's no jointed arm in the drag line, and the drag line actually doesn't use a jointed arm to dig towards the machine, this drag line is using a wire. That's what is distinguishing about drag lines, and it's in the name itself, line. They use lines, and it's not their jointed arm. And when we're going to the jointed arm, that comes from the common meaning of backhoe. So that's the basis of the government's analysis of this, of where the parts, which are at issue here, fall within the 10-digit or the 8-digit right there for backhoes that are excavators.
Okay.
And Your Honor, they could, like if you're talking about the backhoe loaders, traditional, the ones that don't turn, the ones that don't have a superstructure that turns, that would be classified in 84, 29, 59, 10, because that takes out the 360-degree turning. Yes.
Okay. Just let me, I want to look at something.
You know, Your Honor, also, if you look at the ENs to 8429, there's a final sentence there that says, this heading also covers self-propelled shovel loaders having an articulated arm with a bucket mounted on the rear. That's what your backhoe loader is.
EN, what's the EN number?
84.29,
84.29. 84.29, okay.
Yeah.
I know, but 84.29 covers everything.
It covers a lot.
So that doesn't help me as much.
Right.
Does that help me? Because 84.29 would cover.
When you're looking at your, yeah, so like what colloquially might be called a backhoe or backhoe loader, your non-turning article, it's actually a combination machine. It's a front shovel loader and a backhoe. So the way they determine that is, they classify what is the most predominant function. Usually there's equipoise, and they go with the last in the sequence under a 3C argument. And it's classified as a non-360 backhoe item.
Okay.
So actually using the common meaning from the dictionary, it makes the tariff sections very coherent.
Give me your dictionary meaning, the one
yes.
You want to govern all.
Well, Your Honor, we have offered in our papers the Webster's New World Dictionary, third edition, backhoe, a power-driven excavating vehicle with a hinged bucket at the end of a long jointed arm. It digs by drawing the bucket towards the power unit. Then there's in our exhibit 3 has a few definitions. One is the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language. Backhoe, a mechanical excavator whose bucket is attached by a hinge to a two-part arm and is drawn backward to the machine when it is in operation.
Okay. All right.
So, Your Honor, to get to your questions, I think I've answered your first question.
Okay.
And then I think I've answered your second question. The defining features of a backhoe is its articulated jointed arm and its bucket that allows it to dig towards the machine itself. As far as the web pages, I think it's the dictionary definitions that inform and the manner in which the tariff is set up that informs how the tariff sections should be interpreted. The web pages give a good understanding of what the machines are, so we could figure out where they go into the tariff, but not necessarily ideal or good for using how to define backhoe as used in the tariff, because you need all the headings and subheadings within which that word is used.
All right.
And if you have no further questions, Your Honor, that's the way we analyze it.
I don't think I have.
Oh, and Your Honor, we do feel, and it's in our papers, that there are certain there's a exclusion. 20N for weights that are between 400 and 600 kilograms, that the government has said that the materials and the evidence that the plaintiff has proffered during this litigation would get an exception for six models that are mentioned in our papers, six models of counterweights.
So six models are not going to have the 301s?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. Let me just see. Wait a second. Yeah. Let me see if I have any more questions. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I just want to add, he says your drag line doesn't help because it doesn't have an articulated arm. And his definition, dictionary definition of backhoe is it has an articulated arm.
Well, Your Honor, the dictionary definition, I believe he provides, does not use that term, articulated arm. So that may be a term that he's glomming on to it, but it does not.
I actually asked him to cite his definition.
Sure.
So that you would have them in your mind so you could tell, respond.
Sure. And so what I would say is I think the dictionary definition uses the term jointed arm. And, I mean, there's two joint points of joints here. There's one here on the drag line, and then there's one here for the hoist rope. And, you know, it conceivably an importer could, at a minimum, be confused by having to consult the Webster's dictionary definition for drag line, say, well, my drag line has a long arm.
It seems to me like the arm part is jointed. I'm thinking of this boom as the arm. I mean, that may be the wrong way to look at it.
I think at minimum it's confusing.
You said the way this is set up, because I'm looking at the HTSUS, is that basically all the way it's, when you get down to 84, 29, 52, and 59, one being the revolving and the other not being the revolving, is that you've got your backhoes and then you have the others, and the others are the shovels, the clamshells, and the drag lines, not mini excavators. I think that's what he was saying about his understanding is the setup of the HTSUS.
Well, we think that that's eminently not clear, and to the extent that the dictionary definitions that have been proffered by the government represent a common understanding, again, that is less than clear. We've started with looking at the term excavator and then excavate and then backhoe, again, to arrive at the conclusion that an excavator is a backhoe because a backhoe is an excavator. And again, there's the commercial literature that NORCA has provided and that the court has identified all refers to different classes of excavators and backhoes. These are distinct types of equipment or vehicles. And it's interesting that you know, we're discussing parts for a mini excavator and we're saying, well, that's a backhoe here, but then we're discussing a backhoe or a backhoe loader and saying, well, it's not a backhoe under this particular tariff subheading 8429-5210.
Okay. Let's look at 8429. Okay. We got self-propelled bulldozers. It's not. Angled dozers. It's not. Graders. It's not. Levelers. It's not. Scrapers. It's not. Then we get to mechanical shovels, excavators, and shovel loaders. They got camping machines and road rollers. So we have those three categories, mechanical shovels, excavators, and shovel loaders. And then it gets very strange because we have, these are all considered mechanical shovels, excavators, and shovel loaders, right?
Correct.
The way it goes. And then, so there's, that's where we are. And then it divides it, when it gets there, it divides it into new things called backhoes, shovels, and clamshells, and drag lines. But of course, the only shovels we're talking about are mechanical shovels, right? So I'm really having trouble with how this HTSUS is set up. And then shovel loaders seems to have disappeared unless backhoes and shovels and clamshells and drag lines are all shovel loaders.
Again, we agree. We think that this illustrates the difficulty. We weren't consulted when the tariff code was written, but that's why we think that the natural reading should be to apply the commercial understanding of backhoe.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask them to come back a second.
Okay.
I may ask you to come back a second after I get them to come back a second. Okay. Yeah. I don't think it's quite as clear as you indicate. How do we get from how does mechanical shovels, excavators, and shovel loaders relate to backhoes, shovels, clamshells, and drag lines? Which part of those are excavators, and which part are mechanical shovels, and which part are shovel loaders?
Well, I think, Your Honor, we can resolve shovel loaders because they're in 84-2951. And you could see that right there. You could also, if you go to the ENs for 8429.
Well, just a second. Front end shovel loaders are under mechanical shovels, excavators, and shovel loaders. And then we get front end shovel loaders, wheel types.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
mm-hmm.
So that shovel loaders are not excavators?
Shovel loaders. A shovel loader, if you look at if the ENs, they have a number of machines, and there's something called a loader transporter, and it says these machines, the main function of which is handling and not transport, are equipped with a front-mounted bucket which pick up bulk material and discharge them into the body of the machine. So they're moving things around, not necessarily digging into the earth like an earth mover, like an excavator.
So shovel loader is not an excavator. Is it a mechanical shovel?
So a mechanical shovel. So even if you look at the websites that Your Honor forwarded under what is an excavator, they look at, you know, that could be also called a mechanical shovel. It has mechanics in that it's an articulated arm and it digs. So these things, that's why mechanical shovels and excavators are now, once you get past shovel loaders, then you're in 84-2952.
What do you mean mechanical shovels and excavators are narrow? What do you mean by saying that?
Oh, I said that if you start with 84-29, there's three categories: mechanical shovels, excavators, and shovel loaders. But then the first six-digit subpart is front-end shovel loaders.
Right. So that's a subcategory of those things.
Yeah, of those three things. So now there's only two things: mechanical shovels and excavators.
Okay.
So then they don't call out like they do shovel loaders in the HTS-US, like there's a specific six-digit for front-end shovel loaders. They don't do that methodology anymore in the HTS-US. Now, for mechanical shovels and excavators, they're talking about the 360-degree revolving type or other.
Or not.
Or not, exactly. So we're talking about both of those things, and likely because those things are so similar. They're both excavators. We saw the common meaning of excavator is something that digs into the earth. That's what a mechanical shovel does.
You're saying mechanical shovel and excavator are the same thing?
They're very similar.
Okay, what's different about them?
An excavator, so a mechanical shovel digs using whatever methodology digs into the earth. An excavator does the same thing.
Mechanical shovel and an excavator.
Yeah. Well, I think we're left looking at the ENs. So mechanical shovel is F.
EN on mechanical shovels.
Yeah, and it's a boom jib. It digs into the soil. It has an excavating bucket. It grabs.
Sounds like an excavator.
Yeah, they're very similar, which is why
they're very similar. It sounds like they're identical.
Well, that's why they don't actually call that out. They don't make that difference. here. There's no 842952. Instead, they're making the difference by saying, what is the functions that these things have? Do they revolve in a 360-degree method? Is the digging functionality using a backhoe?
This is very weird. They have a term, mechanical shovel, excavators, and shovel loaders. They've already taken out shovel loaders.
Yes.
They left in mechanical shovels and excavators. But they don't make any distinction between them.
And we don't need to make a distinction here either, Your Honor, because now we're assuming those two things.
Okay, machinery with a 360.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Backhoes, shovels, clamshells, and drag lines.
Right.
So it's not a drag line.
It's not a drag line.
And it's not a clamshell, because I guess that's a clamshell digger.
Yes.
It's not one of those. So it's a backhoe or a shovel.
Right. So the backhoe digs towards itself, and that leaves a shovel digging forward. So,
but then are all shovels that push forward front-end shovel loaders?
Well, a shovel loader is not digging. A shovel loader is transporting.
It's transporting. I see. So there is a shovel that pushes forward.
Yeah.
There, that exists in reality?
Yeah. There's tracked ones and non-tracked. There's, in big mining operations, they have... like on a teeth, and they dig down or they dig into a mountain.
So okay. So there is a shovel that's not with an arm that scoops back towards the vehicle.
Yes.
Okay.
So for our purposes...
I bet they don't have 360. Okay, so we got whether they exist in reality or not. The HTSUS says, well, if you ever come upon them and they rotate 360 degrees, they go here in 4952.
Yes.
And if they don't,
they go
in 842959.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
And then it's the manner in which it's digging.
All right.
So. Yeah.
I see your argument about the HTSUS structure. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you want to tell me anything else? I'm going to go back to plaintiff. He always
Thank
gets
you.
The last word.
We don't have much to say, Your Honor, just other than, you know, I think is. The court can see the HTS is less than clear. We don't think that it makes sense to force the industry to adopt a quote-unquote common definition based on the dictionary that is at odds with its own understanding of its equipment.
Okay.
I think that's about it.
Thank you. All right. I think I got a lot of testimony here from lawyers. The question is, would I be aided by similar testimony from witnesses or not? I don't know. Is there more to be gained? Does anybody have... for whatever I do with it, have any problem with me considering all the stuff you folks submitted, plus the websites that I see? Any kind of problem with me considering all that? All right. All right.
No.
Okay. Somebody record that somewhere in the history of mankind. Amy, write that down. They said it, oral argument. Okay. All right. So then the question is, if I do this from this understanding of the HTSUS that Mr. Kenny said, that if what he said is supported by the ENs, then I probably don't need a lot more help. On the other hand, since I can consider all this evidence. If I do it more like the plaintiff, I probably don't need any more help either, because I don't know that any person would say anything that's different from these things that are in the commercial world that we already have before us. So I'm thinking we don't need anything else for me to figure out the answer. Does anybody think there would be something else that would help me figure this out other than what I already have and what I added?
Nothing comes to mind, Your Honor.
Nothing comes to mind.
No, Your Honor. I mean,
okay. I mean, because, you know, we're allowed to have testimony to help us understand tariff terms, you know, but I'm not thinking it's going to help much here. But I value your opinion on it. All right. Well, it'll take me a little while to write an opinion. So if soon you have a different idea, you can let me know. Amy, I'll talk to you.
Okay. All right. Clerk thinks we've covered it. You guys think we've covered it? We've covered it. I appreciate your arguing today. It's helpful. And we are adjourned.
All right. Court stands adjourned.